with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket healthcare protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
On today's show, we outline five important questions to ask your advisor about inflation and its impact on you and your retirement plan.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is Cameron Graham. Cameron is one of the newest advisors at Northern Alliance Financial, but he's certainly not new to this industry and helping folks getting to and through retirement. You're independent fiduciary, you're insurance licensed as well. So, Cameron, hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Doing very well,
thanks. You know, you got my attention on this one. Five important questions to impact inflation. Holy cow. Cameron, it seems like that's all we've talked about in the last 2 years is inflation, but I guess it bears repeating, huh?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Inflation, interest rates, you know, everything has been high, and hopefully we see some rate cuts soon, but time will tell.
So, you know, speaking of rate cuts, I'm going to spring something on you, Cameron. I hope you don't mind.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to spring on you is a little clip of Jerome Powell. He was out last week, middle of last week, talking about, oddly enough, inflation and whether or not the Fed was going to drop any rates. So here's what he said. I'll look to get your reaction.
These recent do not, however, materially change the overall picture, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down toward 2% on a sometimes bumpy path.
Okay, that got me. A bumpy path, he says.
Yeah, not too, doesn't sound too fun.
It really doesn't. So what's your take on that? I mean, does that mean that there may or may not be rate cut? Who knows, right?
I mean, I think, yeah, it's, everybody thinks there is. They keep saying we were supposed to have one in May, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. It just keeps getting pushed, kind of kicked down further down the road. So, you know, right. Definitely hopeful that it happens. I think you'll start to see some of it, especially with the election coming up, trying to, you know, even if it's just trying to make it look like everything's all good, when sure. It's really not.
Yeah. Okay, good point.
We'll see. Time will tell.
All right. Time will tell. Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and you'll certainly let us know when things start to change. So, Cameron, let's get into this. We talked about five important questions. First one is, do I have a long-term financial plan? That's the key, isn't it? We've got to think big picture.
Yeah, definitely got to think big picture with everything. Biggest thing, too, is just, you know, factoring in, creating a budget is one way to start.
Okay.
Just establishing that budget. And especially with inflation and everything that's going on, purchasing power's down just because of, you know, how high everything is now, what it costs even for just groceries.
Sure.
So having that budget and updating that, you know, even now on a pretty regular basis, can really help you start that financial plan and get a head start with everything. And then it just kind of leads into everything else, you know, chipping away debt. Then, you know, you're kind of fine tuning your spending. Building up your emergency savings, it kind of all ties into first having that budget, and then you can kind of work out from there.
Sure. So with inflation, and you know, we all know that it's all about income in retirement, and it's all about cash flow in retirement. So how does that affect my cash flow, especially in retirement?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously inflation shrinks your purchasing power. So
sure.
you know, your cash is going to be essentially less in real time because it doesn't stretch as far as it once did. You didn't necessarily lose money in theory, but it's going to cost a lot more to buy what you want.
Sure.
So, you know, that's obviously not great, especially even with landlords raising rents, you're facing food prices are going up. So your money just isn't stretching as far as it once was. On the flip side, if you have a fixed rate mortgage, you're not necessarily seeing that with that. So it kind of works on both sides. So if you're locked in at a 4% interest rate, you're not going to see the inflation on, you know, your mortgage, but sure, you're going to see it in other areas such as, you know, groceries, things along that line.
Of course.
And, you know, Americans are seeing that their dollar just isn't being able to be stretched nearly as far as it did a few years ago.
Right, right. 833-856-1384 is the number. So so we do have a long-term financial plan and we're getting one put in place. We've talked a little bit about inflation. So if I've got a plan in place now, do I need to like pull up stakes and change course and panic?
No.
No. Okay, good.
The best thing, especially if we're talking, you know, investments in the market, you know, you're going to have the markets up and down all the time. It ebbs and flows constantly. The good thing is, you know, it's up more than it's down. You typically, the S&P averages in the last 10, 20, 30 years, about 10%.
Okay.
And what typically happens is every 7 to 8 years, you have 7 to 8 years of an up, and then you have roughly 18 to 24 months of a down. The problem is if you get out during that down period and panic and try to get out of the market, is then you essentially realize that loss of what's happened. So then when you try to buy back in, you're buying at a higher price. So it's actually kind of inverse, is when the market is down, you actually would be a good time to buy in. I know that's a different way of thinking, but kind of reduces your average cost. And then it's easier to get back to where you once were, when that 7 to 8 years of upswing comes back.
Sure. Sure. Well, and again, you know, I mean, it goes back to the old adage, you know, buy low, sell high.
Correct.
And when we're in the market and it's our money in that situation, I understand the panic. I mean, our emotions take over because it's our money. And that's where you come in. You are that voice of reason.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing too is there's definitely a fine line of looking at it, you know, never checking your portfolio and then looking at it too much. Mm-hmm. I think that's what gets a lot of people in trouble as well, is when they, on both sides of the coin, they're either just not paying attention to it at all, or they're paying attention to it too much. And then this is what happens, is you look at it too much, you see that it's down, and then you're like, oh no, I got to get out now.
Yes. Yes.
When really you just kind of got to wait it out and kind of, you know, even buy a little bit more, get that average cost down and wait for the upswing really.
Absolutely. So let's talk about diversification in my portfolio. And if someone says to you, well, hey, I've got 3 mutual funds, I'm diversified.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised you didn't laugh there.
Not really. So yeah, that happens a lot. People will come in with a, you know, an account that has, you know, like what you said, 3, 10, 20 different mutual funds.
Sure.
And the problem is, what you actually need to look at is at the underlying asset of the mutual fund. That's the stocks, the bonds, everything that it's following, everything that's inside of that mutual fund, and seeing how correlated they are to the other mutual fund, because you might have 5 to 10 different funds, but they might all move in the same way. So then, then you're not diversified.
Not so much.
Then if you're up, everything's up. But if one thing's down, boy, you're down.
Exactly. 833-856-1384. Let's talk emergency savings. And I think for a lot of us, the emergency fund became very real during the pandemic. Because we, you know, again, I think for a lot of people, it's a big wake-up call. And we've got to make sure that that's in place for that very reason.
Yeah, exactly. We usually say, if you can tuck away 3 to 6 months worth of expenses, that really goes a long way and helps you in times like what you just said. Mm-hmm. Ideally, if you can get 6 to 8 months and tuck that away, then, you know, the more the better, even upwards of a year, I would say.
Okay.
But, you know, just having somewhat ideally 6 to 8, at least 3 to 6, just in case things, something happens, prices are going up. It's just a good thing to have to kind of be able to have it fully liquid in case anything happens, a medical emergency, any other unforeseen event, you have that there for yourself. The problem is with inflation, people just don't have a ton of money to actually set aside.
Sure.
I read in the Forbes, I think it was a 2023 survey showed about 78% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck.
Holy cow.
That's a real issue. And that factors into people not having that emergency savings. So again, that kind of comes back to the budget that we talked about a little bit earlier, and just trying to figure out what we can maybe minimize to, move into that emergency savings so that we do have something in case something happens.
All right. 833-856-1384. Tell you what, Cameron, we do need to take a quick break. Let's do that. We'll come on back and continue our conversation right here on Financial Safari with Cameron Graham.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, folks. Do take advantage of the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation. You can find out about how much risk you're taking. Are there red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Well, let Cameron take a deep dive and find out for you. How about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that very important Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, just pick up the phone, call us, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and continue our conversation right here on Financial Safari with Cameron Graham.
Everyone makes mistakes, but making them in retirement can be costly and should be avoided. When we come back, 5 of the most common blunders people can make, and we'll offer some suggestions as to how to avoid them.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Here's our look at women of accomplishment, women who have soared to new heights and shattered the glass ceiling.
Catherine Meyer Graham became the first female CEO of a Fortune 500 company and was one of the most powerful women in American media.
What they really mean is you're a woman at the head of a company.
And they can't believe it.
No.
And that's clearly nonsense.
I mean, it's somewhat sexist.
As she was the only woman at the time to hold such a position, she paved the way for other females to become leaders of such companies. Born in 1917 to a wealthy New York family, Catherine's father purchased the Washington Post in 1933. He died in 1946, leaving the newspaper to Graham's husband, Philip. However, her husband suffered from depression and alcoholism and during a manic episode committed suicide in 1963. On September 20th, 1963, Mrs. Graham was elected president of the company during a time when most women were in charge of running their households. Under her leadership, the Washington Post became famous for its publication of the Pentagon Papers, followed by Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein's reporting of the Watergate scandal.
Usually when you have a great story, it isn't exclusive very long because everybody else jumps on it. But with Watergate, I thought, if this is so great, where the hell is everybody else?
This led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Mrs. Graham was portrayed by Meryl Streep in the 2017 film The Post, which earned the actress an Oscar nomination. She wrote her autobiography, Personal History, in 1997, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for Biography. When Graham left her position as publisher of The Post in 1991, revenues had grown from $84 million in 1963 to $1.4 billion, and stocks rose 30 times in value during her tenure. She died July 17, 2001 in Boise, Idaho, at the age of 84 after suffering a head injury due to a fall. Catherine Graham was a true pioneer for women in media.
Well, you're one of the most powerful women in America.
And is the personification of shattering the glass ceiling.
Funny money or not so funny money? This time, we're talking about funny money. Benjamin Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. But how much is a penny really worth? Well, technically, still 1 cent. But it depends on when it was minted. If it's a pre-1982 penny, the copper in it's actually worth more. Pennies made before 1982 were 95% copper. Since 2000, the price of copper has risen dramatically, making the meltdown value of these pennies more than the face value of the coin. Based on per pound current value of copper, the copper in each pre-1982 penny is worth 1.7 cents. Melted down, its value is 70% higher. But wait, don't go melting down your pennies just yet. It's illegal. Hold on to them, though. If the penny is ever discontinued as legal tender, then melt away. I'm Dave Perkins with Funny Money.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall, of course, Financial Safari, part of Northern Alliance Financial. NAFinancialAdvisors.com is the website, NAFinancialAdvisors.com. And Cameron, you are the one of the newest members to the team, but again, they were very picky in choosing you. I mean, you had to go through a pretty good regimen of stuff to make sure that, you know, you're good for Northern Alliance.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a lengthy process. I talked to Lance, and you know, I guess they were looking for roughly 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
But came on tail end of last year, and I'm extremely happy about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's nice to have you here on the radio and certainly getting the word out, getting the message out. Teaching, that's a big part of what you guys do at Northern Alliance, isn't it? Teaching, education.
Yeah, absolutely. And just going over, really factoring in the entire pie, looking at it as exactly what it is, just factoring in everything, making sure everything's working together. Because if one thing's off, then, you know, we can decimate the entire thing. So just kind of providing some advice and just a system of checks and balances to help people out.
Sure. So before we get into the big mistakes, I want to outline one that wasn't part of my notes, but again, a story that broke last week. It involves an NFL player, J.R. Brown. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers. He's a safety, and he actually intercepted a Patrick Mahomes pass in the Super Bowl. He was excited. He got, you know, a huge bonus for the Super Bowl. He got a signing bonus. The guy's got more money than he knows what to do with. And he decided, as, you know, again, why not treat yourself? He wanted a new Tesla Cybertruck.
Yeah,
right?
You gotta splurge every once in a while.
Absolutely. So these things have a sticker price of $60,000 to $100,000. Okay? He goes to the dealership and says, I want to buy a Tesla Supertruck. The dealer says, yeah, sure, no problem. It's going to cost you $230,000. And you kind of go, what?
He's giving him the limited edition.
Oh, yeah. How do you double the price? I mean, I know there's supply and demand.
Yeah.
But what I found so interesting about this is that the whole time that J.R. Brown is there at the dealership, he's got one of his entourage, you know, filming everything for TikTok. And so I'm gonna share with you just a part of the conversation that's actually on TikTok, and listen carefully, and I'll kind of highlight when it's over.
Hold on, let me see. Let me make a call. My guy, 210. You don't owe me anything. It's just that's all.
Brother, he said not in the car right now. But
who's that guy?
That's my FA.
That's your FA.
I trust the most.
So what do you
take? Which, care of my,
what do you say?
He's saying it's not in the cars right now.
It's on the cars right now for not even for two.
No,
oh, okay.
The look on that dealer's face.
Yeah, he didn't sound okay. Too happy.
Oh man, he went from yeah, exactly. But again, my point to all of this is this young guy, he's 24 years old, had the good common sense to call his financial advisor to say, is this a good thing or not? And the advisor, in true fiduciary fashion, is looking out for his client, saying, nope, not a good idea.
Yeah, and that's the big thing too is the fiduciary part.
Yes, of course.
You know, looking out for your best interests and making sure that you're not getting stuck into a $200,000 car.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows what it's going to be worth? I mean, who knows?
Exactly. And good for him too. I mean, there's a ton of, especially as an athlete, there's so many people coming at you, and it's hard to tell who to trust. And you got to surround yourself with people like that guy has to help you make some of those decisions, because there's too many stories of guys, especially athletes, getting taken advantage of and ended up with nothing in the end. So good for him.
Well, absolutely. Again, I think we all can be taken advantage of in this situation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why, like you just pointed out, the independent fiduciary aspect of things is so important.
No, it's a huge part.
It is. And we want to let's dig into. All right. So there's a mistake that this young man avoided. Thank goodness. And again, hopefully we can help you avoid that, too. One of the other mistakes is thinking that you can beat the market. And just like Warren Buffett does. Right.
Yeah.
or not.
Yeah. I would even say timing the market is just it's tough. Even, you know, even the best professional traders in the world who are buying and selling, day trading from, you know, 9:30 to 4 every day.
Yeah.
Even they have a hard time outperforming the market over the long term. They might have, you know, your short term, you might see, oh, he's up $20,000 today, but he didn't tell you he was down 25 last week.
No, of course
so
not.
So that's kind of where you run into trouble, as you see some of these guys and it looks like they're making a bunch of money, but you don't really see the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get down to it, over the long term, it is very hard to try to beat and time the market like so many of them have tried to do. And it's been proven over the long term. It is very hard. And it's a recipe for, you know, unneeded volatility and a crazy amount of risk that, you know, you just don't necessarily need.
Right. Well, and again, I think you've said this before too. It's not timing the market. It's time in the market.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Here's another mistake that we need to avoid. But again, it's real tempting. This kind of goes what we were talking about in the first segment, keeping all your money in cash. And if there was at some point when you were sort of in a panic mode and you moved to cash, you got to do something about that.
Yeah, because I mean, sitting in cash, you're not going to necessarily earn anything. You're not going to lose anything. But right. In theory, you technically are with inflation. So
sure.
The problem is it's just not going to keep up with that. Obviously, because it's not earning anything. So what happens is you lose, like we talked before, is you lose that purchasing power as expenses rise over time. And your money just doesn't stretch nearly as far as it, you know, as it could have if you invested it the right way, or put it in a CD, some earned at least a little bit on it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't stretch out as far as it once did or it could have.
Well, yeah, you're not going to make any interest stuffing it in the mattress.
Correct. I don't think the mattress is giving out interest rates.
I don't think so either. All right. So here's another mistake. So putting a little money in a lot of places, that is reducing your risk because, you know, that's diversification. Or is it?
Yeah, not necessarily.
No, not at all.
I know we touched a little bit on this earlier.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're even, you know, some people will come in and they have, you know, 10 different, not 10, but, you know, 5, 6, 7 different bank accounts. And just from a, I guess, a diversified position. But when really it's, you know, it's all doing the same thing. Same thing with the mutual funds that we talked about earlier is you might have 20 different mutual funds, but they all move in the same way. So the big thing that really actually factors into being diversified is how correlated you actually are within your underlying assets. So that's your stocks, your bonds, real estate, et cetera. How correlated is everything? How much does, you know, if one thing is up 10%, is another thing only, is that other asset up 10%? Because if it is, then we're 100% correlated and we're not diversified at all. So that's something that we look at when we analyze portfolios, when we analyze, you know, a whole financial picture is, you know, how diversified are we actually when it comes down to correlation and assets, and how does everything kind of move with one another? And if we got to make changes, then we do kind of come up with a plan and get you into an actually more diversified.
Understood. Yeah. Another mistake, steering too clear of your savings. And I guess what they're trying to say here is, you know, if we want to leave a legacy, that shouldn't dictate how we live our lives, should it?
Well, yeah. And I mean, obviously, a lot of people, most people would say they want to leave some money behind for their children.
Sure. Of course.
You know, their loved ones, charity, whatever the case may be. But at the same time, you know, you worked hard for that money over the course of your entire life. So just penny pinching in retirement, you probably missed out on a bunch of things, even getting to that point to retirement, to be able to where you can retire comfortably. So the biggest thing that we always tell people as well is just have fun. You know, obviously you don't want to buy the $200,000 Tesla.
No.
But at the same time, you know, if you want to take a trip, absolutely go for it. Kind of live within your means, but also don't be, you know, it's okay to have fun every once in a while. Because like I said earlier, you earned it, you earned that money. So it's kind of, you know, something good to do for yourself.
Absolutely. Really. Consider it. 833-856-1384. Cameron, we do need to take another quick break, so let's do that. Come on back, and we've got lots more to talk about here on Financial Safari.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Well, here's your great opportunity, folks, to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. Let the team at Northern Alliance Financial take that complex financial world and turn it into something that just makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. So if you're listening, call us 833-856-1384. The next 10 callers are going to get that comprehensive financial review, and you'll see where you are today. But what's more important, it's that you find you now have a roadmap that can help guide you, to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Another quick break for us, but we're coming back. We've got more to talk about on Financial Safari with Cameron Graham right after this.
We're all familiar with fake news or misleading stories or those well-meaning people that have all the answers to questions you haven't asked. The problem is much of that advice being offered is just plain wrong and should be ignored. Details when we come right back.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. Cameron Graham is here. Cameron is an advisor with Northern Alliance Financial. NAfinancialadvisors.com is where you can learn more about not only Lance, but the whole team at Northern Alliance and what you do. One of the things you can find one of several many things you can find on that website is you can find out where you can see all of the television shows. You can see the radio shows or hear the radio shows. And you can also learn about the team, and you've got a lot of other resources on that website that can help us sort of plan our own retirement as we work with you.
Yeah, the website does a pretty good job of explaining kind of what we do with the comprehensive financial plan, you know, factoring in not just the portfolio. Obviously, that's a huge piece of what we do, but also taking into account budgets, taxes, Medicare when the time comes, legal and estate planning, Social Security, kind of, again, just making checks and balances throughout the whole process and making sure you're good to go.
Right. And again, we're talking about fake news or, you know, just stuff that gets put out there that's just plain bunk. And, you know, we've had this discussion many times, Cameron, about Social Security. Social Security is dying. It's going to go away. It's not going to be there when I need it. I mean, I think we can both agree that's just not true.
Yeah, we get this question quite often, you know, as far as people wanting to, should we take it early? Should we, you know, wait till we're 70? What, you know, when should we take it? We're hearing Social Security is going to go away. You know, that's not necessarily true. There's a lot going on that could certainly lead towards that, but I don't think we'll get there.
Okay.
It's, you know, once the trust funds right now, once they start to dwindle down, which it could happen over a decade, you know, there might not be enough incoming revenue to keep up with the benefits that are currently going out. But that's if the lawmakers don't come up with a solution, which, you know, hopefully we believe that they will.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, they're invested in keeping the Social Security benefits intact without cuts, because there is so many people that live off Social Security. That's all they have.
Of course it is.
If that went away, then, you know, hundreds of thousands of Americans would not be able to survive.
Sure. Yeah, living below the poverty line.
I think it's a big if on, you know, asking that question or stating that. I believe there's a strong chance that it's going to be avoidable. The lawmakers will, like I said, there's so many Americans that rely on it that I think they'll, you know, hopefully do the right thing and we'll somehow figure it out.
Well, we are in a major election year, and, you know, you and I both know the politicians don't want to upset the apple cart, and both are accusing the other of trying to do damage, and then it comes to us. So let's just, you know, do what we have to do and vote for who we need to vote for.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the 4% rule, because that's something that, you know, been hearing about forever, it seems. It's the early 90s is when it came to be. But that is not necessarily the case anymore today. It could be, but it might not be.
Yeah, the 4% rule is a little tricky. You know, when it comes to doing the comprehensive plan that we do it because it individualizes it. It's with each person to person. Everybody has their own situation, different circumstances, different debt, different expenses, different incomes. So that 4% rule, it really comes down to your inflows and outflows. How much debt do we have? What do we have coming in? What extra do we maybe need to get from our investments, our portfolio? Some people can get by very easily with 4%. Some may need a little bit more. Others might not even need a thing at all. So it really, it's a broad question as far as should I withdraw 4%, just because everybody's so different and what they need is completely different. It's person to person on, you know, how they're living, their debt, expenses,
sure.
Everything. So the big thing is just kind of coming in, factoring, you know, figuring out what do we actually need, what do we have, and then kind of seeing, okay, what if we, you know, maybe we take 4% from this and then we don't touch the principal. Maybe we got to do something a little bit different. So it's really a case-by-case basis as far
sure.
as it goes.
All right. That makes sense. And we always hear about the magic number, right? How much money you need to retire. I'm going to spring this on you. This is from a survey just released from Northwestern Mutual. They now say it would take $1.46 million to retire comfortably. That's a bump from $1.27 million just a year ago. I say B as in B, S as in S. I ain't buying it.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. Again, it's, you know, it comes down to expenses.
Yeah.
You know, really, what do you actually need to survive? What do you live off of, and what do you have coming in once you factor in your Social Security?
Right.
Does your Social Security cover it? You know, do you need to take some from your portfolio? And just kind of how should you structure that going forward is going to be based around, you know, what you need and your risk tolerance. So
sure.
I don't buy into that just because, you know, I've seen it be done many, many times with a lot less.
Right. Well, and I know, and I've heard the stories from you guys for years at this point. And the story goes on talking about, in quotes, BlackRock chief executive Larry Fink. He said in his recent letter to investors is that the current state of retirement is an impossible math problem. And again, a math problem can't be impossible because it's math. Am I right?
Correct. You got to break it down. And that's, yeah, you know, exactly. That's exactly the whole, exactly what we do when somebody comes in is looking into everything, taking into account everything and breaking it down piece by piece, checks and balances and solving the math problem like you're talking about to make it work.
Of course. And, you know, so getting a handle on your finances, obviously, that's the first step. But the magic number, there is no magic number, right? Because, I mean, I've heard you tell stories of, you know, somebody retires with $250,000, somebody retires with $100,000, somebody retires with you know, $2 million. But everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different. Everybody has different expenses. They have different inflows, different outflows. The big thing, too, is a lot of people expect their... It comes down to debt is the end all be all.
Okay.
As well, because you know you think sometimes maybe when you retire your expenses are gonna drop, which hopefully they do. Just because you know you might have you're paying down your house, you're paying off your car. Hopefully, credit cards are down as well. So you're obviously you're still, but there's no way to cut out your you know your food, your electricity, your heating, your streaming services, stuff like that.
Sure.
It's, you know, you got to factor in all that stuff. And then if you add a pile of debt on top of it, yeah, then it's going to make it pretty hard. But if that's eliminated, if our expenses are fairly low, then I don't see, you know, that number that you spat out, what do you say, 1.4?
Yeah, 1.4 or 5 million.
Yeah, I've seen multiple, six. Many, many times that it is, you know, nowhere near that. And somebody's able to retire and live very well, very comfortably.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not, I mean, you know, you're not talking downtown Los Angeles. I mean, we're talking
exactly,
you know, somebody with 50 acres and calls it home.
Exactly.
Folks, yep. It's a phone call away. Get started now, 833-856-1384. Bottom line is, you know, like you said, don't be misled. It's why it's so important to reach out to you, an independent fiduciary advisor with a lot of experience and really the whole team at Northern Alliance. That is really a great place to start and somewhere you can go with confidence.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of information out there that is just misleading. You can type into Google and get a million different answers.
Of course.
So I think the most important thing is finding a fiduciary advisor, finding a professional that can help you and understands, you know, your needs and goals and can really break it down and help you come up with a plan to get there.
All right. That's a great way to look at it. Cameron, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We've got another segment to go after this. But first, we want to invite you to call and grab that spot on the calendar.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
That sounds great, Cameron. And we want to give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances all at no cost and no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're really taking, if there's any red flags that might be a problem for you. And you'll find out how much you're paying in fees or commissions. You are paying them even though you might think you're not. What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, that lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security retirement benefits. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, it starts starts with a call today. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. We are going to take one more quick break, come back, and get some questions from listeners and more right after this.
Listeners have questions, and we've got answers. That and more coming up next right here on Financial Safari.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Grandpa, how come you don't have to go to work anymore?
Oh, well, that's because I was smart and got the help I needed to get a retirement plan together. I met with a professional who took all that money I'd saved and all those investments and turned it into, well, you know what a paycheck is, right? Well, they built a retirement paycheck. That's why I don't have to work. Living the good life. Your grandma's going to be fine, too.
I want to be like you. I'm going to do that too.
The proper growth, protection, and income strategies vital for your retirement. Talk to a professional about the best custom strategies for you and your retirement. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. Lance Gilman, Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Sadala. Cameron Graham is here. Cameron, an advisor with Northern Alliance Financial. You can learn more at nafinancialadvisors.com. And one of the things we haven't mentioned, Cameron, is the workshops and seminars that you do on an ongoing basis, pretty much from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, so we have a few advisors scattered throughout the state doing seminars pretty regularly. But those will be coming up, and then we have some others going on, throughout the rest of the year as well.
Sure. And again, give me an overview of what kinds of things you talk about. And I know one of them is Social Security Income Planning Workshop.
Yeah, it's really everything. It's pretty informational about, Social Security, income planning, taxes. New laws that would come into effect, some things to think about. We even also have, some attorneys join us as well to answer some questions and give you a little insight on some things along that line as well.
Wow. So, and again, that's an opportunity to meet with an estate planning attorney as well.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. That's what a great way to sort of get an idea of what it's going to take to put together your plan. Folks, visit that website, nafinancialadvisors.com, or give us a call and find out when a seminar is coming near you. And, it's an hour and a half tops?
Yeah, usually about an hour and a half, right?
Okay,
around there.
Perfect. Great way to spend an hour, folks. 833-856-1384. All right, let's jump into a couple of questions here. Ralph is in Waterville. He's wondering, are there any other benefits to contributing to a traditional IRA besides deductions? I don't qualify for deductions and would like to make a well-informed decision. I plan to retire at 67. That's in 2 years.
Yeah, Ralph. So that's a great question. With IRAs, there's two types. Obviously, your traditional that you mentioned, and then the Roth. So they're both going to be tax deferred. That's going to be a huge key component of both of them. The difference is the traditional is going to be taxed later, and then the Roth is taxed now. So anything that you've already put into a traditional account is pre-tax, and then when you take it out, you're going to have the taxes on it. With the Roth, the money that's going in has already been taxed. So that money will never be taxed again. So you put the money into the Roth, it's going to be tax deferred and tax free when you take it out, and the gains on it are tax free. Mm-hmm. To your question with the deductions, that would be something. So basically, for those that don't know, with a traditional IRA, you can get a tax, where it's pre-tax, you get a tax deduction off of them. However, there is different phase out ranges if you have an employer sponsored plan like a 401k. So I'm assuming, Ralph, that you would be above that income limit. So what we would have to do immediately, I would think a Roth account would be a great idea, again, for that, for the tax deferment, from now until basically the rest of your, until you have the account. So you wouldn't ever pay taxes on anything in that account again. And there's no RMDs on the account as well. But a Roth also has income limits as well. So we would have to kind of double check on that just to make sure. But immediately I would think a Roth IRA would be a pretty good solution to that.
All right, Ralph, to find out more, give us a call, 833-856-1384. Scott is in Portland, and he is wondering, I'm 53 and concerned I'm not diversified enough. I have both international and domestic stocks, but at the moment, that's all. Should I look into real estate investments or precious metals? Thanks, appreciate your tips every week.
Yeah, without making a blanketed kind of recommendation here, Scott, what we want to do is we'd want to have you come in, take a deep dive into your individual positions and what you have between the international and domestic stock positions. What we would do is we would run a big analysis on it, really dive deep into it. Usually we do them all the time. They're about, 120 pages long. We won't go in that crazy into it. But yeah, what I would do is have you come in. We'll do a deep dive analysis into the positions. And then kind of see, are we diversified enough? Do we need to make some changes? Do we need to think about some other options, reallocate, and kind of go from there?
Okay. All right, Scott, call us, 833-856-1384. Brenda is wondering, she's in Bangor. She says, what should I do with RMD funds after paying taxes if there is currently no need for the funds and I want them to grow with limited risk?
Yeah, we would look at a couple different options in that scenario. This happens quite often as well, is, people just don't necessarily need the RMDs that they're required to take. So what we would do is one option would just be simply to open a regular brokerage account and just allocate it and have it structured so it's fairly safe in a conservative model. Another way would be, a product that we like to use called the MYGA, which is a multi-year guaranteed annuity. And those range from, 3 years, 5 years. They kind of act like a CD, but where we buy at an industrial level, we actually are able to get higher rates than a CD and lock it up for a little bit longer term. So that is also an option. There's also fixed index annuities. Both the MYGA and the fixed index annuities would have zero risk involved with them. So those would be a few different routes to go with something like that.
So that really, what she's asking is a good question, in that I would guess there are a lot of people in that situation where, yeah, you're forced to take that money out, but if you don't have to,
yeah,
if you don't
correct.
Need it, but again, there may be something we can do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Cause again, I know we've talked earlier about, inflation and purchasing power and all that. If you're taking the RMDs and you don't need it, and then it's just kind of sitting in your checking account, or even cash under the mattress, then it's not really doing anything. What we would do is look for other alternatives to help get some growth with that money, especially where you don't need it. It happens all the time.
Okay. 833-856-1384. Brenda, do give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Robert is in Ellsworth. Robert says, I have a steady stream of income, but given that I recently hit my 72nd birthday, I now need to take RMDs, or at least in the next year. I'm worried about the tax spike. Is there any way to avoid this?
Yeah. So what would happen is you'll get at least another year where you don't have to take them, because the RMDs are age 73. But let's say you're 73 right now. So what you can do is there's a thing called a qualified charitable deduction. And what that does is that allows you to transfer the RMD directly to a charity. And what happens is it's treated as it's passed on to the charity. So you don't pay taxes on the RMD amount. You can put that, transfer it to any charity that you would like to. You can start your own for a good cause. We had somebody about a month ago, he sets one up as a scholarship through a university for kids.
Nice.
So that's something you can always think of. And it essentially what it does is it meets that RMD, but 100% tax-free. So it's a good way to manage taxes around RMDs while, doing some good at the same time and helping out a charity or helping, a scholarship option, something like that.
Are you seeing a lot of people take advantage of that?
Yep. Yep. That happens quite regularly, especially if they don't need it. Then it's something that, you know, you can't take the money with you go when you go. So it's something that people will put towards a good charity of their choosing and really help, you know, help some kids out or help whatever the case may be.
And I don't have to cut a check to Uncle Sam.
Correct. It's a way to get out of the taxes. It doesn't spike anything with you. And that money goes right to exactly where you want it to go.
All right. As we kind of get through all of this today, the market kind of has been, up, down, and all around. How are you feeling? How are people feeling in your business from a looking forward standpoint?
Cautiously optimistic.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, I don't think it's time to get crazy with anything. Obviously, I do think you'll see it, you know, things look better than they really are over the next few months. Just with the election coming up.
Oh, yeah.
But also just kind of still staying on the cautious side because we don't know what's going to happen with the election. And the real thing will happen after. We'll find out after. And kind of adjust accordingly as far as things like that go.
Sure. All right. Well, thanks. 833-856-1384. Let's wrap it up, Cameron, and we'll take one more quick break. We'll be right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is, a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get yourself a financial roadmap put together. There's no cost, there's no obligation to help you get a better handle on your own financial situation. Find out what those investments are costing you because of fees or commissions. Tax implications will be discussed. Yes, how much income can you securely generate from your savings once you move into retirement? Those are the kinds of questions that can be answered when you sit down with Cameron and the team at Northern Alliance Financial. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Well, Cameron, as always, a pleasure to be here and a great show. Lots of good information today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a fun time of the week.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari with Cameron Graham.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.